Warning, you are about to listen to a life-changing session of the Think and Grow Rich Global Mastermind podcast. Any mind-blowing income, health, happiness, and otherwise earth-shattering testimonials of total transformation are not meant to serve as a guarantee of what will happen in your life as you continue to plug into this podcast. Rather, they're meant to give you an idea of what's possible. Bear in mind, results are not guaranteed, they are earned. Be forewarned, common side effects of listening to this podcast may include increased mental alertness, random and unexplained feelings of joy, a crystal clear sense of purpose in life, spontaneous outbursts of laughter, obscene amounts of new and exciting monetary deposits, and other ridiculously awesome symptoms of living a purpose-filled life. Please enjoy the show.
There is one quality which one must possess to win, and that is definiteness of purpose, the knowledge of what one wants, and a burning desire to possess it. From the master himself, Napoleon Hill. What's up, Money Makers? This is Mahara Tucker in Atlanta, Georgia, and you're on the Thinking Grow Rich call. Our talented host has a burning desire. His name is Paul Hutchings, and he will be with us shortly. For now, tell us your name and where you're calling in from.
Good morning, Mary. Wendy, McKinney, Texas.
Good morning,
Darren
Larry.
Spenning.
Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
Sarah from Vallejo, California.
Texas.
Good morning in Texas. Good morning, California. Kicking it off right this morning.
Good morning, Bell in Florida.
Good morning. Was that Belle?
Yes, Belle in Florida.
Good morning, Belle. We're so glad you're with us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Good morning, Mahara. It's Adele from Long Island, New York.
Good morning, Adele. Welcome
good
to
morning,
the call.
Sweetie. Thank you, babe. Glad to be here.
Good morning, Mahara. This is Isabel.
Good morning, love. Welcome to the call.
Good morning, Mahara. This is Isabel.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome.
Good morning, Mahara. This is
good
Isabel.
Good morning.
This is
Jerry from Ontario.
Hi, Jerry. And who is the lady?
Isabel in Florida.
Hi, Isabel. Hi, Jerry. We're glad you're with us this morning.
Good morning, Mahara. It's Rick. Salt Lake here.
What's happening, Rick?
Well, we're up and at 'em for another day.
Good deal.
Another great day.
Goldie in Boston.
Who was that in Boston? We're glad you're here.
Good morning, Mahara. It's Amy in Las Vegas.
Good morning, Amy. I hear you loud and clear. Welcome to the Think and Grow Rich call.
Morning, Mahara. It's Oliver from Miami. Good morning, good morning.
Hey, Oliver. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mahara. Super Duper Stan and Tyrone here in North Carolina.
Hey, Super Duper Stan. Good morning, Tyrone.
Good morning,
thank
everybody.
You.
Waddle Bear, Pots and Pans, let's make something happen this morning. Good morning, welcome.
Good morning, Mahara. Andre from Jacksonville.
Andre, good to hear your voice, man.
Mike from Baltimore.
Hey, good morning. Welcome.
Good
thank
morning,
you.
Kathy early in Idaho.
Hey, Kathy, welcome.
Hey, Mahara, this is Isabel. I have a quick question.
Come on with it.
Alicia here in Tennessee.
Hi, Alicia in Tennessee.
Howdy. Wonderful morning, guys.
Lamar from Georgia.
Hey, Lamar. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Mahara. It's Tony from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Tony. Good morning.
Morning, Mahara. I'm calling from Virginia Beach.
Hey, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Mahara. It's Karen Elizabeth.
Karen Elizabeth,
how are you?
I'm great this morning. How are you?
Today is the best day of my life.
I'm so glad.
Back in Columbia, South Carolina.
Good morning in South Carolina.
Good
morning,
Mahara. California.
Is that Rick?
That's right, it's me.
Oh, thank you for being with us this morning. We're so glad you're here.
I'm happy to be here.
Phil in Portland.
Hey, Phil. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my dear.
Good
morning.
I need to stand up.
Morning,
Dave
from Vermont.
What's that, Dave?
Dave from Vermont.
Jamie from Jersey.
Hey, Dave,
welcome to the call.
Thanks.
Good morning. This is Clifford from beautiful Savannah, Georgia.
Hey, Clifford. Welcome.
Morning, Maharaj. Charity from Boston, New York.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. What is going on? Welcome to the Think and Grow Rich call. It is wonderful Wednesday, February 4th, 2015. Another great day to be alive. This is Paul Hutchings dialing in from beautiful Southeast Idaho. You are on the Think and Grow Rich call, and I am so excited about the information that we are all going to experience today together. I believe this call today can be transformational. I believe this call today can help us on the line have internal shifts and move forward in new and powerful ways. And you might just want to go to our Facebook group. You can get there by hitting our website, growrichaudios.com. You can also download, if you're new to the call, you can download the book that we're studying from that website as well. It's called The Law of Success. But you might just want to go to our Facebook group and share the image up top, or maybe pop on your Facebook wall and say, hey, we're just getting started, and invite the people around, because I'm telling you, my friends, we together as this community, we're changing lives, you know, starting with ourselves, right? That's what happens. We come to this call and we start to experience transformation. We start to experience what it's like to live with a purpose in our lives. We start to experience what it's like to have hope and vision for the future. And our lives transform. And in the process of our lives transforming, we have this desire to spill over to the people around us and affect them as well and ignite them with the information that's making all the difference in our lives. And it's beautiful. Thing we're doing here, and I'm telling you, we've been doing this call now for almost 5 years, and I believe we're just getting started. So welcome, glad you're here, and I want to get a shout out from each of you real quick, kind of a ritual we do every day on this call. And you know, I'll share this. You know, I always talk about my good friend Todd Nuclear Young, and for those of you who've been on the call for a while, you've heard me say this before, but I remember old Todd Young. I was talking to him on the phone one day. We were working together on a project a few years back, and he's telling me the story of back in the day when they were building this huge, you know, team and home business, and they had these offices set up in various cities all over, you know, all over the place. And he says, you know, Paul, what we'd do is we'd bring these new people into the office, and you know, we'd get them started right. We'd get them some training. We'd get their business launched in the right way. And he goes, you know what we'd teach them, Paul? I was like, what's that, Todd? He goes, we teach them the 3 steps to having success in business. And I was like, no way. How have I been in business for, 8 years now and not have learned these 3 steps? Please share them with me, Todd. And he goes, Paul, I'd be happy to share them with you. And he goes, step number one, you got to get excited. Step number two, you got to get excited. Step number three, you got to get excited. And you got to get fired up about your life. You got to get fired up about your vision. You got to get fired up about the day, right? And it's so true, right? Zig Ziglar, you know, Zig Ziglar said, sales is not a thing in the world, but a transference of feeling. And if you're excited about your life, if you're excited about your goals, if you're excited about the day and the tasks ahead that are going to allow you to step into your new level of freedom, that feeling absolutely will spill over and affect or infect the people around you. And it's a beautiful thing. So, guys, I want to ask you on this wonderful Wednesday, are you excited to be alive? Are you excited to be alive and to have the gift of choice within your two hands this day, where you can decide what to put in your mind? You can decide what actions to take. And through those decisions, you can alter the course of your destiny. Are you excited about that? And if you are, I want to hear you scream into the phone, maybe like you've never screamed into the phone before, as I unmute the lines right now. I love, love, love that sound. I love that sound for a lot of different reasons, not the least of which found is proof that there is literally an army of people out there in the world, scattered through different countries on planet Earth, who are living life on purpose, who are living life on fire. We just heard proof of that. And if you want some of that, right, if you want some of that, you're in the right place at the right time. And I encourage you to continue to dial into this call, and I can promise you that great things can happen in your life as you do, starting with today. So, guys, I'm excited. I'm super excited to be here. As I mentioned, I gotta let's do our major definite purpose self confidence formula real quick. Hold on one second. Get the lines prepared here. Is there someone out there in the beautiful world who has that prepared and ready to lead us through that this morning? Major definite purpose self-confidence
formula?
I'd
love to.
Hey, is that Sharon? Who is
Hello.
That?
Hello. This
is
Michaelyn.
Hey, Michaelyn. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Even
How about
to
yourself?
Ask, okay, well, this is my first time, and so here I go. My major definite purpose, by the first day of, I will have in my possession, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In exchange for this, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and the best possible quality of service in the capacity of. I believe that I will have this in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I'm awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money. I will follow that plan when it is received. Excuse me. I have to take a drink. Okay, self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment. And I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily or more upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of autosuggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop trying until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. I add to it daily. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude toward others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I really love the fifth one so much. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud once a day, and with full faith that I will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become a self-reliant and successful person. Thank you.
Michaelin, thank you. You did such an amazing job, and I love that line, too, where it says, I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. And, you know, that's one thing. That's one thing that we stand for on this call every day. We believe in ourselves, and we foster that belief, and we also believe in other people, and we foster that belief. We believe in the words, you know, the two powerful words, the mother of all action, the mother of all achievement, those two simple but powerful words, I can, right? Say it with me, I can. Doesn't that feel powerful? I can go forth and achieve my purpose in life. I can go forth and take action. I can learn something new today. I can make a small, can make a big difference. I can. And if I can, so can other people. If I can, so can you. If Michaelin can, so can I. And if we can, so can every single person on this call. And if you guys can, if you can support that, and if you can believe in that, and it includes believing in yourself, let's give Michaelin a quick shout out and a round of applause. So, hey guys and gals, I got to tell you a quick funny story, but also educational, and then we're going to jump into our scheduled study for today. And again, we're in the Law of Success, so maybe be preparing that if you do not already have that. And I'm going to pull it up here and tell you what page we're on. We're on page 40 of 1170. So be pulling that up. But while you're pulling that up, I got to tell you a funny story. Last night, I took my kids to karate, and the two oldest ones were in their class, and the two youngest ones, they were out of class, and there was no room to sit. You know, all the places where the parents congregate was, like, totally filled up. So I took my two little boys, and we started to go for a drive. And we were talking about, you know, maybe going to get something to eat. And my 5-year-old Kyson, he's like, Dad, I want to go get a Happy Meal. And I was like, no, your mother hates it when we get you Happy Meals. And he's like, Dad, I got money. I'll pay for it. And I said, how much money do you have? And he goes, I got $6.80. And so we're driving around, and I'm thinking of my 5-year-old, you know, walking around with $6.80 in his pocket that he got from his own business. Him and his brothers, they started this mouse trapping business the end of last year. So they've been going outside on our property and, you know, catching these mice, and we pay him 50 cents a mouse or whatever. And he's accumulated $6.80, and he wants to go buy this Happy Meal. And I said, son, wouldn't you rather save that money and buy an asset? I'm saying this to my 5-year-old, and he's like, what? He goes, what's an asset? And so we're driving, and I'm like, how do I explain to a 5-year-old what an asset is? And then this idea came to me, and I said, Kyson, I said, have you ever heard of the goose that lays golden eggs? Our kids love these stories, right? And he says, yeah, I know about the goose that lays golden eggs. And I said, what if you could take your $6.80 and buy a goose that laid golden eggs? And we started to have this conversation where he was like, well, Dad, he's like, it doesn't exist, was the first thing he said. He says, there's no such thing as a goose that lays golden eggs. And I said, but what if there was? I said, just pretend with me for a moment. What if there was such a thing as a goose that laid golden eggs? And I said, would you rather spend your $6.80 buying that or buying the Happy Meal? And he said, I'd rather buy the goose. And I said, why? And he said, well, because the goose would lay golden eggs, then we could cut up the gold, and then we could sell it. And I said, and then what? And he said, and then the goose would lay more gold, and it would just keep producing, right? My 5-year-old is starting to get it. And I was like, that's right. I was like, which would be a better choice? And he goes, well, it'd be a better choice to buy the goose that lays the golden egg. So we're having this conversation, and then I said, son, did you know that there really is such a thing as a goose that lays golden eggs? And his eyes get wide, and he's like, really? And I was like, yeah. I said, and did you know that your mommy and daddy have one? And he's like, what? I said, do you want to see it? Because we're driving around town, and we just happen to have a rental property nearby that has tenants, right, is bringing in rent every month. And I said, let's go. I said, let me go show you the goose that lays the golden eggs. And I was recording on video, too. I had my iPhone up, so I got this all on video. Maybe I'll post it later. But anyway, so we're driving over, and we get up to the rental, and I get there, and I was like, all right, guys, look out the window. My 5-year-old and my 2-year-old, they're looking out the window. I said, do you see that? that? And Kyson's like, yeah. I said, do you recognize that? And he's like, yeah, that's the house we used to live in, because it is. And I said, that's right. And I said, did you know that that is a goose that lays golden eggs? And he's like, what are you talking about, Dad? That's not a goose. And I said, your mommy and your daddy, we bought that place, and every month it lays a golden egg of about $700. And he's like, huh? And I was like, yeah. I was like, that's like a goose that lays golden eggs. And I said, so Kaizen, would you rather take your $6.80 and spend it on a Happy Meal, or, and he said, I would buy the goose. And I said, smart choice, son. I said, what are you going to do with your money when you grow up? And my five-year-old looks back at me and he says, I'm going to buy geese that lay golden eggs. And I was like, that is so fantastic, right? A five-year-old can get this stuff that we're learning in the books that we read, like Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad Poor Dad, where he talks about the difference between an asset and a liability. Little kids can understand this stuff. And then we drive away, and I'm thinking, and I'm, you know, patting myself on the back, being all proud of myself for teaching my kid a good lesson, and then I hear this sobbing in the back of my truck, and I was like, Kaizen, what are you crying about? And he's like, you never showed me the goose! So he got the lesson, but he kind of thought I was going to show him a real-life goose, and he didn't get to see that, so he was a little upset for a little while, but I think the lesson was worth it. So just a quick little funny story that we can all take and, you know, apply in our own lives, and also maybe share that, you know, with our children. And by the way, if you're new to the call, one of the things that this community has in common, every single person on this call, if you've been on the call for a while, we understand this stuff about buying geese that lay golden eggs and setting up pipeline streams of income that continue to pay us money over and over and over and over again. And many of us on the call, the vast majority of us, we're very, very focused in setting up these streams of income. And so if you're new to the call and maybe this concept is new to you and you're like, well, how do I get my own goose that lays golden eggs? I would really encourage you, you know, sometime today, just get back to the person who invited you to the call and say, hey, like, you know, what are you doing to develop these geese that lay golden eggs? Just, you know, start a conversation, and you never know what that could turn into. So, guys, with that, let's get into our regularly scheduled study. We are on page 40 of the Law of Success, and we're just getting into air and ether. Kind of crazy, right? Kind of crazy. So here we go, air and ether. Napoleon Hill writes, the vast space between the suns, moons, stars, and other planets of the universe is filled with a form of energy known as ether. It is this author's belief that the fluid energy which keeps all particles of matter in motion is the same as the universal fluid known as the ether, which fills all the space of the universe. Within a certain distance of the Earth's surface, estimated by some to be about 50 miles, there exists what is called air, which is a gaseous substance composed of oxygen and nitrogen. Air is a conductor of sound vibrations, but a non-conductor of light and the higher vibrations, which are carried by the ether. The ether is a conductor of all vibrations from sound to thought. Air is a localized substance which performs, in the main, the service of feeding all animal and plant life with oxygen and nitrogen, without which neither could exist. Nitrogen is one of the chief necessities of plant life, and oxygen is one of the mainstays of animal life. Near the top of very high mountains, the air becomes very light because it contains but little nitrogen, which is the reason why plant life cannot exist there. On the other hand, the light air found in high altitudes consists largely of oxygen, which is the chief reason why tubercular patients are sent to high altitudes. And there's a quote here on the preceding page, render more service than that for which you are paid, and you will soon be paid for more than you render. The law of increasing returns take care of this. And continuing on with our study here, and by the way, if you're new to the call, we are studying the 15 laws of success laid down by Dr. Napoleon Hill, and we're in the introduction, and he tells us that this is a background, and he says you don't need to understand everything in the introduction to understand and apply the 15 laws of success that we're going to get into great detail, but Napoleon Hill thought this stuff was important, and so I do too, right? So we're reading it, and we're seeing what we can understand and extrapolate as to how this science stuff transfers over to us being able to live great lives, right? So continuing on, and I'm counting on all of you to help me pick out the lessons too, so please continue to pay attention. Even this brief statement concerning molecules, atoms, electrons, air, ether, and the like may be heavy reading to the student, but as will be seen shortly, this introduction plays an essential part as the foundation of this lesson. Do not become discouraged if the description of this foundation appears to have none of the thrilling effects of a modern tale of fiction. You are seriously engaged in finding out what are your available powers and how to organize and apply these powers. To complete this discovery successfully, you must combine determination, persistency, and a well-defined desire to gather and organize knowledge. The late Dr. Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the long-distance telephone and one of the accepted authorities on the subject of vibration, is here introduced in support of this author's theories concerning the subject of vibration. Quote, suppose you have the power to make an iron rod vibrate with any desired frequency in a dark room. At first, when vibrating slowly, its movement will be indicated by only one sense, that of touch. As soon as the vibrations increase, a low sound will emanate from it, and it will appeal to two senses. At about 32,000 vibrations to the second, the sound will be loud and shrill. But at 40,000 vibrations, it will be silent, and the movements of the rod will not be perceived by touch. Its movements will be perceived by no ordinary human sense. From this point up to about 1.5 million vibrations per second, we have no sense that can appreciate any effect of the intervening vibrations. After that stage is reached, movement is indicated first by the sense of temperature, and then when the rod becomes red hot, by the sense of sight. At 3 million, it sheds violet light. Above that, it sheds ultraviolet rays and other invisible radiations, some of which can be perceived by instruments and employed by us. Now it has occurred to me that there must be a great deal to be learned about the effect of those vibrations in the great gap where the ordinary human senses are unable to hear, see, or feel the movement. The power to send wireless messages by ether vibrations lies in that gap. But the gap is so great that it seems there must be much more. You must make machines practically to supply new senses, as the wireless instruments do. Can it be said, when you think of that great gap, that there are not many forms of vibrations that may give us results as wonderful as, or even more wonderful than, the wireless waves? It seems to me that in this gap lie the vibrations which we have assumed to be given off by our brains and nerve cells when we think. But then again, they may be higher up in the scale beyond the vibrations that produce the ultraviolet rays. Author's note. The last sentence suggests the theory held by this author. Do we need a wire to carry these vibrations? Will they not pass through the ether without a wire, just as the wireless waves do? How will they be perceived by the recipient? Will he hear a series of signals, or will he find that another man's thoughts have entered into his brain? We may indulge in some speculations based on what we know of the wireless waves, which, as I have said, are all we can recognize of a vast series of vibrations which theoretically must exist. If the thought waves are similar to the wireless waves, they must pass from the brain and flow endlessly around the world and the universe. The body and the skull and other solid obstacles would form no obstruction to their passage as they pass through the ether which surrounds the molecules of every substance, no matter how solid and dense. You ask if there would not be constant interference and confusion if other people's thoughts were flowing through our brains and setting up thoughts in them that did not originate with ourselves. How do you know that other men's thoughts are not interfering with yours now? I have noticed a good many phenomena of mind disturbances that I have never been able to explain. For instance, there is the inspiration or the discouragement that a speaker feels in addressing an audience. I have experienced this many times in my life and have never been able to define exactly the physical causes of it. And I'm going to insert just a kind of a weird story that happened just this morning. So I'm sleeping, right? And I wake up. It's like, I think it's like five to six or something, and I wake up out of this dream where I'm literally having a dream about one of my team members that I work closely with, right? I have this dream, and he's in the dream, and I wake up, And I roll over and I grab my phone to see what time it is, and I check my messages, and I see that a podcast episode that he interviewed me for this podcast episode, and he messaged me and said, "Hey, brother, your podcast episode just went live today." And I messaged him back, and I was like, "That is so crazy. I just had a dream about you, right?" And then, you know, the podcast episode goes live today. Now, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying this is for sure, like, you know, oh, we're definitely connected, right? I don't know for sure. I just point this out as an interesting coincidence, right? And here we are talking about, you know, how the thoughts have the potential to travel at high rates of vibration through a medium that maybe we don't understand, right, and into the minds of other people, right? So continuing on here, many recent scientific discoveries, in my opinion, point to a day not far distant, perhaps, when men will read one another's thoughts, when thoughts will be conveyed directly from brain to brain without intervention of speech, writing, or any of the present known methods of communication. It is not unreasonable to look forward to a time when we shall see without eyes, hear without ears, and talk without tongues. Briefly, the hypothesis that mind can communicate directly with mind rests on the theory that thought or vital force is a form of electrical disturbance, that it can be taken up by induction and transmitted to a distance either through a wire or simply through the all-pervading ether, as in the case of wireless telegraph waves. There are many analogies which suggest that thought is of a nature of an electrical disturbance. And he's saying this electrical disturbance, isn't it interesting? Yesterday on our call, I think it was Sharon, talked about, you know, speaking with this nurse and how she said, you know, after people stop breathing, you know, when they're on their way, when they're in the transition from this life to the other, what's left after their breath stops is electricity, electrical impulses. Interesting, right? A nerve, which is of the same substance as the brain, is an excellent conductor of the electrical current. When we first passed an electrical current through the nerves of a dead man, we were shocked and amazed to see him sit up and move. The electrified nerves produced contraction of the muscles very much as in life. The nerves appear to act upon the muscles very much as the electric current acts upon an electromagnet. The current magnetizes a bar of iron placed at right angles to it, and the nerves produce, through the intangible current of vital force that flows through them, contraction of the muscular fibers that are arranged at right angles to them. It would be possible to cite many reasons why thought and vital force may be regarded as of the same nature as electricity. The electric current is held to be a wave motion of the ether, the hypothetical substance that fills all space and pervades all substances. And just a reminder, I mentioned this yesterday on the ether, right? Scientists for a long time believed there was this thing called the ether. And then scientists changed their mind. They're like, no, the ether doesn't exist, right? And depending upon which research you study, you might be seeing, you know, well, oh, some people say the ether doesn't exist. Keep in mind, right, recent hypotheses about this substance called dark matter that they theorize pervades like 84% of the known universe, that they can't prove that it exists, but they now theorize, right? So science doesn't know everything. And it does seem that there's stuff, right, pervading, you know, all of our reality. So just keep that in mind also while we're talking about this. We believe that there must be ether because without it, the electric current could not pass through a vacuum or sunlight through space. It is reasonable to believe that only a wave motion of a similar character can produce the phenomena of thought and vital force. We may assume that the brain cells act as a battery and that the current produced flows along the nerves. But does it end there? Does it not pass out of the body in waves which flow around the world unperceived by our senses, just as the wireless waves passed unperceived before Hertz and others discovered their existence? And there's a quote on the next page. I'm going to read that quote, and then we'll continue on tomorrow with the next piece. Dr. Hill writes, "Every failure is a blessing in disguise, providing it teaches some needed lesson one could not have learned without it. Most so-called failures are only temporary defeats." And we're going to continue tomorrow with Every Mind, Both a Broadcasting and a Receiving Station on page 46. But for now, let's get into the mastermind portion of the call. Let's see let's see what we can learn together, as I'm sure different things stuck out to different people as we've gone through this information. And it's obviously one of the ways that we learn, one of the ways that we grow. One of the key principles of Think and Grow Rich and of the Law of Success is this mastermind principle, where we come together as people and we come together in a spirit of harmony. We come together in a spirit of, you know, mutual support, supporting one another with a common goal, right, to help each other be free, to help each other grow. And together we can learn more than each of us could learn individually. And that's why we devote the latter 30 minutes of this call every day to the masterminding portion. So I am excited to hear your thoughts, because I grow through them just like everyone on the call has the opportunity to do. So let me kick it off, and then we'll open up the lines for everybody else. So one thought that I had that I just want to throw out there, you know, Napoleon Hill's talking about how thoughts can be released and can actually penetrate the minds of other people. And he asks the question, right? Because he's like, you might have a tendency to say, well, you know, how come people's thoughts aren't penetrating my mind all the time, and how come I'm not all confused? And he says, how do you know that they're not penetrating your mind now? And I want to share one thought, right? The 15 laws of success that we're going to study, I issued a challenge yesterday to memorize them. And I memorized those laws, right? I'm so proud of myself for doing that, because I know it's going to help me. And it already is helping me as I'm thinking about these laws. Number 11 is concentration, right? Concentration, the ability to concentrate. What is concentration? Might it be tuning out all of the random thoughts that might be pervading our minds from wherever, right? Maybe the minds of other people, maybe somewhere else, I don't know. But that, we need this concentration principle so we can focus. Without concentration, without focus, what does happen inside of our minds? Think about what happens inside of your mind without concentration and focus. You're distracted. You're thinking about a million different things. There's this thought. There's that thought. There's this idea that you could do. There's that idea that you could do. And I experienced this a few days ago when I was sitting in front of my computer, and I was like, what have you done for the last 2 hours, right? Awful thing to happen, right? When you're like, man, what have you been doing, right? Commenting on Facebook, getting distracted by this idea, that idea. I literally was being carried to and fro in my day by maybe random thoughts that maybe were coming from other people. Who knows where the thoughts come from? But I realized that I needed to apply concentration in my business. And so I made the decision that day that I was never going to go to work again without a plan, without a definite purpose for my day, without concentration, right? So just a kind of an interesting thought to think of in conjunction with this idea that maybe there are random thoughts floating around everywhere all around us, and without a purpose for our day and without concentration, we literally can be carried to and fro like a ship upon an ocean by these random thoughts, right? And we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. We want to practice concentration. We don't want to do that because we realize that most people, unfortunately, maybe don't have the best plans, right? And so we don't want to be distracted by that stuff. We want to implement concentration. So that was one thought that I had. I'm excited to hear your thoughts. Let's jump into the mastermind portion of the call. Keep in mind, this is not a company-specific call, so please no mention of company names, system names, leader names, unless the leaders are a part of our community, and brevity and relevance always appreciated in your comments. One moment, please. Star 6,
hey,
who's
Paul, Larry
first?
Coach.
Hey, Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, as he was talking about, or, you know, as he wrote about the ether and whether it does or doesn't exist and all that discussion that we've had, it kind of hit me that there's a particular psalm, which as a Christian, I study the Bible quite a bit, and there's a Psalm 94, verse 11, that says, "The Lord knows the thoughts of man." And you know, it really strikes me that here's the creator of the universe and the creator of my life, and who authored communications and thoughts and all of that within us. And it doesn't matter where he is in the universe, he knows our thoughts. And so, yes, this our mind, the things that are coming out of our mind and going through our mind are transmitted throughout the ether to wherever God is, and he knows our thoughts. pretty awesome when you think about that. Back to you, Paul.
Awesome and absolutely fascinating, Larry. Thank you for sharing that insight. Appreciate that. I heard Super Duper Stan. Hey, good morning, Super Duper. How you doing?
All right. Good morning, Paul, my brother from the other mother, and Think Grow Rich family. First thing, Paul, I'm going to say is when we do leave this world and we do get a chance to come back, I'm going to put in a request to be one of your kids, okay? your kids, they just got to be giants when they grow up, I tell you, because all of the good food they're getting while they're young. Incredible, man. But anyway, this subject in itself is just, oh, my goodness, it's just mind-blowing. And a lot of times I think, you know, about all of all of this stuff that man has created, God already had it here. We just had to discover it and come up with some kind of way in our heads to realize, oh, we can use this for this or that for that. It is just so absolutely incredible. But it's already here. I mean, God's mind, the universe, the ether, whatever folks call it, is so far beyond, you know, where we are. And I know I've seen some movies and stuff that already have movies where the people from outer space or whatever, they don't talk. They're just looking. And they're understanding one another. And so all of that stuff is already entered into folks' minds. So when I see stuff on TV like that, I say, uh-oh, folks are already thinking about stuff moving in that direction. So it just blows my mind where man's mind can take him, because we were created by the in the image of the Creator. So we just have some powerful stuff in us. It just amazes me, our power. And I'm just excited about the journey to start to discover all the things that we can do that God has already put in us. But I just wanted to come out and say that, hey, I'm looking forward to being your child when I come back. So y'all have a super-duper day. Super-duper Stan.
You're awesome, super-duper Stan. Amazing thoughts. Thank you so much for that.
Paul Anthony from beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, brother, Karen, I think Karen Elizabeth was trying to hop out there. Can we let her go?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. Thank you, Anthony. I'm looking forward to what you have to say. Thank you, Paul, and thank you. Hello, everyone, on the Think and Grow Rich call. This is an awesome call today. The call dropped twice since I've been on the call, so I feel that there's just a little bit of a challenge here. However, I am up for the game. What I wanted to share is that in our studies, as we're reading these books, they have scientifically proven that our physical body and the energy in our physical body goes from the solid to the spirit. Like, they can actually track where each part of our body and where the brain is connected, the physical matter of the brain, the energy, is connected and transforms from the physical part of us through all the way to like the solar plexus, and then becomes absorbed into our body. And it's to me, this says that scientifically they are proving that we are connected to the spiritual world. That's what this means, because, you know, in the air, I mean, I know in church, like, I have this belief when I was a child that God was outside of me. And then also that the spiritual world was, like, different from me. But I am learning that I am, as I'm breathing in, okay, just imagine this. We're breathing in and out, and every breath we're taking is sustaining our physical life. We have to also understand that every thought that we are thinking is feeding and keeping alive our spiritual life. So we are intricately connected. And I'm fine.
We're losing you there, Karen Elizabeth. You're cutting out there. Awesome thoughts, Karen Elizabeth. Thank you so much. Very profound. I appreciate those thoughts. And would love to see that research. If maybe you could post it in our Facebook group, I would love to see the studies that you're referring to. Anthony, you there?
Paul, what's going on, brother?
Hey, man. just living the dream. How about yourself?
Oh, me too. Living the dream here in Florida. So it's been nice, cold, rainy, everything. So I'm getting a little bit of everything. So I actually wanted to cover Thoughts of Things because I've been studying this book, Thought Power. And the thing about it is it says that, you know, we live in an ocean of thought. If you look around, you know, everything is a product of thought. So, I mean, even ourselves, I mean, when we actually think about God and, you know, the universe and everything else like that, like the universe that we stay in and, you know, the earth that we stay on, you know, is no more than basically the thought of God. And even ourselves are, you know, thought impulses of God. So, I mean, it's just so powerful that, you know, we can actually use our thoughts, you know, to transform our lives and really to do anything that we want. You know, so I just wanted to add that, but it's you know, it's fascinating to really to think about it and to ponder it. So I just wanted to add that. Turn it back over to you, Paul.
I appreciate that and agree. Thanks, Anthony. Star 6, who's next?
Hey, Karen Elizabeth here.
Hey,
can I finish my thought? Sorry, I call dropped again. The other thought that I wanted to just share quickly is about when, you know, many men who are, they go to the mountain. You know, they go to the mountain to pray. They go to the mountain. And when you said something about the oxygen being pure up there, you know, it just made me think about something that maybe there's a connection in the outer world that level of just being, that physical level of oxygen being a greater may have an actual effect on our spiritual life. So it might be something to think about. Okay, so that's it. Thank you, Paul. Back to you guys. Love you all. Have a great day.
Hey, great thought. Glad you popped back on. Thanks, Karen Elizabeth. Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Hey, Paul. This is Frank from Delaware.
Hey, Frank. What's going on, man?
Nothing. It's very nice to talk to you and very great to listen to this call. I'm really appreciating all the thoughts from the entire family here. And I want to tell you guys I love you all. And I just wanted to bring out a little point that you were talking about at the beginning when you said that you rolled over in your sleep early this morning or yesterday or whatever. And you automatically, you were dreaming with this person that you were doing some business with, and that you were making a video together or whatever it was. And it's funny how you use the word coincidence. And a lot of people think that the word coincidence means two disparate things that just happen at the same time. But it's not. It doesn't mean that. It actually is a mathematical principle, and the root word is coincide. So it's two points that meet at the exact place that they're meant to. The use of that word is almost like you tuned into a radio. When you tune into a radio frequency, it's simply picking up those sounds that are coming across that particular frequency, and you have to tune it in. Well, when you had that thought this morning, your thoughts coincided because you matched frequencies, and it happens all the time for people. I'm sure everybody has a story about how they were thinking about something and all of a sudden they get a phone call from the person that they were thinking about, or something happened that way that they were thinking about it happening. They just match the frequency. It happens in every level of our existence. You know, we were reading yesterday about how the smallest cell mirrors the way the universe works and the way galaxies work. Everything is spinning around each other and everything. So that's exactly the way it works as far as frequencies. And Einstein once said that everything is energy, and we even covered that yesterday, that it's just energy at a different frequency and it becomes solid matter, and yet it's still moving. It's all static. Everything is moving in our world, in our existence. And so our thoughts move through just like that. And all we have to do is tune into the right frequencies, and that's what we're trying to do. That's what we're trying to develop, the ability to tune into the frequencies, and that's the way we have anything that we want. We can have anything that we want if we can tune into those higher frequencies. And, of course, thoughts are a very high frequency, so we have to keep them positive. We have to keep them moving forward, and if we do that, we will have everything we want in this world and in this life, just tuning into the right frequency. It works the same as a radio, same as wireless systems. Everything works the same. Thank you very much. Back to you, Paul.
Hey, Frank, such great thoughts. I really appreciate you coming out. And, it is, you know, talking about Einstein and just kind of further what you were sharing there, there's this quote that is purported by Einstein. I've never actually verified it, but I'm curious to know, like, did he really say this, right? This is what the quote says. It says, everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics, and that's attributed to Albert Einstein. That quote fascinates me, and I wonder, like, did he really say that? Because if he did, that's some powerful stuff, right?
I'm being so real.
Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Coach Ray Bridge.
Hey, Coach Ray, good morning.
Good morning. Man, I had a little bit of a revelation this morning, understanding on something, and I've heard this subject matter before, but this was the thought that I had. This is something real practical. You know, I'm a huge sports guy, big time basketball fan, and this was the thought that I had where, you know, you can actually see, I think you can see this ether that we're talking about, these vibrations of energy. And I think sports is such a great, you know, teaching tool to learn so many different things. And the example that popped in my mind was, I don't know how many basketball fans are out there, but, you know, when you see a basketball team play and you see a team that is really locked into what they're doing, where all five guys are on the exact same page mentally, they know the game plan, they're moving, their bodies are physically engaged in what they're doing, they, you know, have clarity behind what the end goal is, as far as winning the game or getting the rebound or making the shot or whatnot, or playing as a team, you can see that energy. You know, I don't know.
Coach Ray, we lost you, man. I don't know if your connection is all that great. Come back when you get back. Star 6 is next while we're waiting for Coach Ray to come back.
Well, good morning, my friend. Oh, Mr. Hutchins, how are you?
I'm way better now that I get to hear your voice, man. I miss hearing
that. It's fantastic. I've been missing everyone on this call. It's an incredible mastermind. Hey, I appreciate this subject. And sometimes we talk about these things and we can't seem to put our fingers on it because it doesn't seem real. But when you think about, wow, that's incredible when you think. When you think about it, you're going to realize that through your own deductions that this universe was created by thought. We can't have a universe without mind, without thought enter into it. Nothing that we've created as men and women in this world was created without a thought. You stop for a second. You think about it. Your thought is where you live. You and I live inside our minds day in, day out. And what we want, what we receive, how we feel, how we live starts in the mind and ends inside our mind. So that communication, while we know we are all connected. What you said, Mr. Hutchins, about Thomas Edison or Einstein and what Einstein said, that everything is energy that vibrates at a different frequency. That's an unbelievable statement, but it's an incredible true statement. My friends, it's incredible. Mr. Hutchins, back to you and have a day filled with opulence.
And you are incredible as well, my friend Rick. Thank you for that. Powerful stuff as always. Appreciate you. Star 6 is next. Come on out. Love to hear from you this morning.
Bill Moyes.
Hey, Bill.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, everyone. I wasn't in the call today. I was called the last couple of days. But please
hey, Bill, let me clear the line for you real quick. And
okay.
I don't know if you're on speakerphone, but if you are, if you can put off speakerphone, we can
okay.
The whole...
Okay. Yes, sir.
Bill Moyes, Star 6. Just you.
This is Bill.
Hi, Paul.
Yeah,
Lisa Scott.
Hey, Lisa, after Bill, if that's okay.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, family. I was really struck by what you said about enthusiasm. I wasn't at a call today because I called the last couple of days. But it's interesting. My dad was in direct sales for nearly 50 years. And before he passed, he gave me a book. I think it was a Dale Carnegie course, and it was on enthusiasm. And so that was something that he practiced. And I'm pretty convinced that our enthusiasm, our excitement has come through in our selling, no matter what we're selling, no matter how we're selling it. You know, whether you're selling, you know, a multi-million dollar computer or you're selling a $10 or whatever. And but the thing that I have found that's even stronger than enthusiasm is when we can find our passion. When we find what we're passionate about and it's related to our work, then, you know, then we can really have something that goes on without that much effort. So, unfortunately, most people's passion has nothing to do with their work. It has to do with their hobbies. It has to do with, you know, with their sports teams. That's what they're passionate about, but their work is really drudgery. So I discovered many years ago that when I started a real estate investment company that we had a company event for all my employees and their families. And I got really excited when I saw how many families I was impacting. And so I realized that creating jobs is one of those things that I'm passionate about. And I experienced it again many years ago when we built an apartment complex in a time where the market was slightly down, construction was down, created a couple hundred jobs for, you know, a couple of years. And so I get real excited when I can do something to create jobs. I'm really passionate about that. So I just encourage everyone to continue to search for our passions and relate to our work. And when we do that, we'll have a new surge of energy that will carry us through. So back to you, Paul. A great call today. Thank you.
Great advice from a great entrepreneur. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you. Lisa Scott, hey, thanks for holding.
Good morning. I apologize to Bill. I had gotten cut off the call, so I had to come back in, and I jumped right out and didn't know that he was getting ready to speak. So sorry, Bill. I wanted to talk about something or provide a very practical example from my own experience, and I love to use my marriage as a very practical example of what we're talking about in terms of thought and frequency and how when you match the thought with the frequency and emotion and all of that, how it can create magnitudinal change in our lives. There was a time in my marriage where my marriage was suffering, and it was because I was. And when I use that term, I mean that I brought a lot of preconceived thoughts and ideas from outside of myself into my marriage. Now, I wasn't completely aware of this, or so I didn't believe that I was. But, you know, when you bang your head against a brick wall enough times, it begins to hurt. And so for myself, I wanted to stop and think about, you know, why this was happening or what was going on that was causing this situation in my marriage. And when I stopped and I thought about it and really began to process what was going on with me, I understood that I had a lot of preconceived thoughts, notions, things that I had brought into my marriage outside of even myself. So I had to weed through the difference between what I was actually thinking and believing versus what I had brought with me from outside of myself, because we're taking in information all the time, but we don't necessarily have the opportunity to process that information as, you know, whether or not it actually belongs to us or it's just something we adopted because it's, you know, just around us, what we're hearing, that type of thing. So when I actually zoomed in on what it was that I wanted to, what I actually did believe and thought and the emotions and feelings that I wanted to have for myself regarding my marriage was when I began to really clarify, key in, and have an emotional response to what I was thinking, what I was feeling. And at that time, it solidified something in me that that caused a change in frequency that I liken to a brand new radio station. So even though my external environment, my husband, nothing outside of myself had physically changed, I had changed. And with that change, it caused a magnetic, you know, frequency or attraction in my external environment based on my internal change. So I just wanted to, you know, provide a very practical and, a practical example of how when we key in and pay attention to our thoughts, pay attention to the difference between what it is we actually feel and think versus what's coming in from outside of ourselves, we can really clarify, key in, and cause our vibrational frequency to be, you know, something different, so it can cause an external change, and that's how that worked for me in that example. So I just wanted to give that to the family.
Ah, wow, Lisa Scott, such a powerful example. So appreciate that. And, you know, as you were talking, I was reminded how important it is that we do engage in that 30 minutes every day where we're tuning into our own thoughts and we're connecting and visualizing. Just very, very powerful. Thank you for sharing that. Star 6, who's next? Hey, Pass.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Think and Grow Rich family. Paul, how are you, brother?
Absolutely incredible. How about yourself?
Always blessed and highly favored. Oh, man, just listening to everybody's great thoughts today and everything made me think about we can either think life or we can think death. You know, we can think life and continually build on our dreams, or we can allow doubts to come in and we can start to kill off our dreams and our own ambitions. If you don't control your thoughts will control you. And it's so simple. Sometimes we can do something so small to change the vibration in our life, to change the vibration in our day by just stopping. If you can't find a laugh, just smile big. A smile is a key to your happiest self. So sometimes you just need to smile. You know, if you're alone, you can smile in a room. If you're around other people, you can smile in someone else's direction, and you can brighten up their day. But such a small thing like a smile can change everything about you. But at the same time, we have to take the apostrophe T out of our life. If you're someone who uses the words can't, don't, won't, you know, kick that crutch out of your life and talk about what you can do, what you will do, and what you're going to do. You know, the more times we can be focused on our dreams, the more times we can be focused on our happiest self. And sometimes we just have to take it back to being basic. I'm so happy and grateful. And filling in the sentence with anything else, even if it's just so happy and grateful to be alive, or happy and grateful that you got to participate in this call, even if you were just someone who sat back and listened because that was the greatness that you needed. You know, not everyone has to talk in order to observe or participate in the greatness of God. Sometimes we have to be better listeners. We have two ears and one mouth for a reason. You know, the more time you can spend listening to great things, the more times you can spew out even greater things from your mouth. You know, so I just wanted to say for everyone, you know, the easiest way to find happiness, the easiest way to find gratitude is to just be. Sometimes there are going to be outside forces that you don't know about, that you may have internalized as a child. Anytime you felt you see a thought that isn't serving you, let it go. Like that song from Frozen. I laugh all the time because I didn't like that song at first because my kids overplayed it. But I find that is a very good example to use all the time. Just let it go, let it go, let it go. You know, if it's not a good thought and it doesn't serve you or where you're going, let it go. And sometimes if you're having problems, let it go. You know, you can stop and say, I'm so happy and grateful that I noticed that this wasn't a serving thought, or I'm even happier that I can do something about it. I just wanted to throw that out there. I love you guys. Have a blessed, blessed day.
Good stuff, Paz. Appreciate you and appreciate everyone on the call today. And guys and gals, it does seem like we are all connected. It does seem like we do have the ability to tune into a higher frequency. It does seem like we have the ability to receive thoughts and inspiration and wisdom from a source outside of ourselves. And my hope, my prayer, my wish is that we, everyone on this call, can continue to do the best that we can to do what we need to do so that we can tune into that great stuff that is going to allow us to live our best lives, be our best selves, impact the people around us in the very best way that we possibly can, because I believe that we all have a destiny to fulfill in life, and it's my goal, my wish, to get out there and do it, and I challenge you to do it as well, and I appreciate you for being here, and I believe that you have greatness inside of you. So get out there, make it so today, take action, and we will see you all back here tomorrow morning on the Think and Grow Rich call as we continue our study of Every Mind is Both a Broadcasting and a Receiving Station. Take care and bye for now.
Hey there, my friend. This is Paul Hutchings, and I want to thank you sincerely for listening to this week's edition of the Think and Grow Rich Call podcast. For more information on our community, to learn how you can listen to these calls daily and get the full panorama of all of the content and daily motivation and inspiration that we engage in, and to learn how you can connect with other like-minded entrepreneurs like yourself, feel free to visit our website, our home on the web at www.growrichaudios.com. Again, that's growrichaudios.com. And if you'd like to connect with me, feel free to visit my website, pipelinemoney.com. Again, that's www.pipelinemoney.com. Again, thanks for listening, and whatever you do, never give up on your dreams. Take care, and bye for now.